Hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. This is Bree. Now, I realize that off the top, I'm going to let you know that this is going to be a short episode. But what I want to say is that the sound quality is not going to be great because I'm literally doing this from my phone. Okay, I didn't have time to plug in the microphone. My schedule has been changed, and maybe I'll share more on that later. But your girl has gone back to working part-time. So I guess that's a story for another time. But the reason why I wanted to just quickly upload this little bloom note is because I am really going to be in this place where I have to decide which parts of my life I'm going to be enacting a unlabor move here. I love the word unlabor, and I think I might talk about that also at another time. I don't want to make this too long, but unlabor is a word that I am going to be using going forward. I've never heard anyone say unlabor. So I'm excited to kind of like build that out and share my thoughts on unlabor, like how we have the labor union. I am going the opposite direction with an unlabor union. But again, that's an episode for another time. The point of it is that I've had some conflicting, you know, I guess, energy in my spirit because, you know, things are changing, things are shifting, and I will not and cannot and refuse to labor myself into the ground for anything, you know, be it the podcast, be it the Brown Girl Self-Care brand or community, be it this part-time gig that I am doing. Like I really have to prioritize now the things like my output. I really have to be intentional about where I'm laboring and where I am unlaboring. Okay. Now more than ever, because I don't want to break down my body. I don't want to break down my spirit. But the point of this episode is I want to give you a gentle reminder, or if you don't know, how about let's give you just a thought that I want you to process, because I know a lot of us, we are in a season of doing some type of labor. Perhaps you are part-timing. Perhaps you have your own brand. Perhaps you are working towards a goal where you can retire in the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, you know, but we're all in a different place of laboring in some capacity. And on top of that, we are laboring in the capacity, not only in jobs, but also just being a woman. It requires, or this life demands, I should say, the labor when you're a woman. We are laboring in different ways, emotionally, spiritually, you know, not just physically. So it's exhausting. It can be exhausting and draining. And the point of this is that, you know, if you're like me, like one of the things that I am believing for, and I'm so thankful that someone said this because it's something that I now say every single day, is that I believe that I deserve to receive and earn money without having to labor for it, no matter what my circumstances may look like. No matter what my circumstances may look like, because I firmly believe in ease. I believe in ease for Black women. I believe in flow and abundance for Black women. But someone had mentioned that on Threads. I can't remember her name, but she said one thing that she does every day is she says, you know, Lord, thank you in advance for money that is sent to me or that I receive without any labor of my own. I don't have to work hard for it. I don't have to push through it. I don't have to grind myself into the dust. I'm adding all those words, but that was the gist of it, right? So the point of it all is that if you're in a place of having to figure out where you can labor versus unlabor, maybe you're tired, maybe you're pushing through in certain areas of your life, but the money is not necessarily money. It might be funny. And you're having to make a decision like, okay, am I going to just no matter what push through, even though my feet hurt, my body hurts, my spirit is tired, my head hurts, my back hurts, my arms are tired, like, you know, or I'm dealing with like fibromyalgia or perimenopause or chronic illness or maybe diabetes or just, you know, just different things like that, just different ailments like that. I want you to know that if you decide that you're going to pull back in certain areas of your life, even if it might have meant extra money to be made, I want you to know that you're not betraying yourself by deciding to honor your body in ways that make sense for you. It's not a betrayal to who you are. It's not a betrayal to your life. It's not a betrayal to the goals you may have. It's not a betrayal to, deciding where to labor and not labor is not a, or deciding when to labor and when to not labor is not something that you should feel ashamed or guilty about, even though you know we exist in systems that require or say that we must grind, we must do this, we must do that, just to even barely get by for some of us, you know. But I want you to know that deciding where to put your energy, deciding when to labor versus to unlabor, I like that so much, versus to unlabor, okay, it's not a betrayal. If anything, it's a slap in the face and it goes against the systems that we were thrust into. And I'm here for that. But, you know, you have to, I feel, especially if you're a woman of faith, you have to make space for miracles to happen. You have to allow space for God to show you favor, and you have to make space for just to align with whatever it is that you're calling in. And pushing yourself to get there isn't always the way to go. Grinding yourself into the dust to get there, staying on that hamster wheel of labor and exhaustion like that, yes, there will be results that you can get for sure. We know that the more typically you labor, the more money, of course, is going to be on the table, right? But for me personally, like the way that I'm setting my life up, yes, I do have a part-time gig now, but that doesn't mean that I'm still going to go, like I'm going to go all in all areas of my life. I've had to make some decisions that still honor me. I've had to make some decisions that still honor me because, again, now, like I can't necessarily right now be in a season or space where I'm going all in or full time on the podcast because I don't have it in me. You know, this labor that I am now doing in this specific season with this part time gig, it requires a lot physically. Yesterday, I did like 15,000 steps. Okay. I did 15,000 steps. The day before that, I think I did like 14,000 steps. So somewhere in my life and somewhere in your life, like if you're in a season where things are changing, shifting, and more is being required of you, you have permission to pull back in other parts of your life with this knowing that, first of all, you're doing the best that you can, obviously, no matter what that looks like, you're doing the absolute best that you can. But with the understanding that you deciding to unlabor is going to allow space for more to come into your life. I believe that. Things may look a little rocky right now, but when you pull back in honor of your humanity, you pull back and unlabor in honor of your worth, you pull back and unlabor in certain parts of your life in honor of just realizing that you were not put here to just grind yourself into oblivion. When you pull back, you are making space for favor to now, you know, intercede or for favor to now be on the table, for grace to now be on the table. You know, I'll share this, and I don't know if she's listening or not. I'm not going to say her name or anything, but I know this to be true because I had someone graciously, right on time, reach out to me and say she wanted to bless me. This was literally just a few days ago. And she ended up either Venmo, I think it was Cash App. She's ended up Cash Apping me $200. And I was extremely thankful for that. Because again, since I'm in a new season right now and things have shifted, I am having to pull back in certain areas of my life And like I said, I am going in this with the understanding that no matter what, as I pull back and unlabor, because I'm allowed to do that, because I see my humanity in me and I also see the humanity in you. When we do that, we are making space for others to pour into us. Maybe you're the person that always poured into others financially, emotionally, spiritually, things of that nature. It's okay for you to pull back a little bit and fill up your tank, okay, to pull back a little bit and allow others to pour into you. And I have found that things just, I don't even believe in coincidences anymore. I have found that, like I said, just right on time, things will happen, you know? So being intentional about unlaboring, being intentional about prioritizing yourself, being intentional about saying that, you know, I cannot give my all the time, and I shouldn't have to, even though that can be very hard, obviously. I do feel like when we pull back a bit, and we surrender, and we surrender. Surrender is hard for me because I'm like, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to make sure this happens and that happens. I got to do, like.
In 2026, my long-term goal is to never have to pay rent ever again. I'm still working on that, but until then, if rent is my biggest monthly expense, shouldn't it at least feel a little more rewarding to pay? That's the whole idea behind Built. Built is a loyalty program for renters that rewards you for paying rent, something you already do every single month. When you pay rent with Built Rewards, you earn points you can redeem towards flights, hotels, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, and much more. And in case you already are a homeowner in 2026, Built members can now earn points on mortgage payments too. So whether you are renting or you already own a home, Built works wherever you live. Plus, members can unlock exclusive neighborhood benefits from more than 45,000 restaurants, fitness studios, pharmacies, and other local spots. Think about it. What would you redeem your points toward if you built them up just by paying rent? Something you have to do anyway. Paying rent is better with Built, and now owning a home can be better with Built too. Earn rewards and get something back wherever you live. Join the loyalty program for renters at joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so that they know that I sent you.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I think this year, 2026, is definitely going to be a year of surrender for me and some shifting and things like that. But I have to remind myself, and so this is why I'm making this voice note for you as well. I have to remind myself that me unlaboring, me pulling back, me resting, me just doing what I can to make sure that ease is at the forefront as I navigate all this new stuff that's going on for me. Like, it is not a like betrayal of the life I want to have. It is not a, like, I'm not, what am I trying to say? Like, it's not like I'm like, it's not, I'm not viewing it as I am now I'm giving up because now I can't do this or I can't do that. I'm not looking at it in that way. This is a time for me to really get grounded. Maybe it is for you too, a time to get grounded in and stepping back and doing like a analysis of, you know, who you are, who you're becoming, what feels safe for you. How can you get rooted in like this season that you're in right now in a way that replenishes you, feels good to you, uplifts you, energizes you, helps you to feel safe and secure and just again, rooted, like your foundation, like shoring up your foundation. That is what this season feels like it's asking for me today. And so again, or I don't know if I said this, but as I think about
grounding, getting rooted, you know, it feels like more unlaboring. It feels like more joy in this unlabor as I, you know, figure out what things to keep continue doing and in what capacity and what things to release or stop doing or minimize, you know, into what degree and what capacity. So you're not betraying yourself. You're not betraying your goals. You're not betraying the woman that you're becoming. You're not betraying, you know, anything when you decide that I am going to surrender. Excuse me. I'm not going to push through in all areas because I ain't got the energy or the physical, whatever capacity to do it or the bandwidth. You know what I'm saying? So if you have to pull back in certain areas, if like for me, for example, I may no longer do episodes every Monday. And as you know, the podcast, if I'm not holding on to that schedule, like if I decide, which I'm still chewing on, if I decide to do now 2 episodes a month, will I lose listeners? Probably. I might lose income, you know, things like that. But I have to do what is best for me. I have to do what is best for me. And I'm not going to, like, it doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve you. And it definitely doesn't serve me to show up when I'm exhausted, to feel like I can't be myself, to feel like I've got to push through. Like this whole, the podcast is not for pushing through. This podcast is not for laboring myself to death. This podcast is not for pushing through no matter what. Like that's just not what it is. That's just not what it is. Now, I will tell you that if you love this podcast and you want to support me, you're always welcome to send cash apps, love offerings, things like that. Go back and listen to episodes. Help me in that way. Share the podcast. Help me to keep the numbers up so that, you know, I can still generate some income as I continue doing this work. You know what I'm saying? There's ways for it to work that would be more community-based, like the community supporting me as I continue navigating all this, you know, but I'm going to surrender into this season. I've decided that, you know, unlaboring more is going to be what I'm doing, and exploring this idea of unlaboring in a world that demands our labor, and not even just on the job, like I said before, in pretty much all areas and aspects. Women, Black women are required to labor and labor some more, do the heavy lifting, the emotional support. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. This goes beyond rest. Like, it's like, just this whole idea of unlaboring. I'm fleshing that out in my mind. But, you know, that's it in a nutshell. So definitely more to come. I'm still trying to figure things out, like I said before. But yeah, this, you know, might be a little shaky for the next few months. So I ask for grace as I navigate all that. And let me know your thoughts. If you listen to this episode, if it resonated, you can always leave a comment on Spotify. I'm a bit behind on my Spotify comments, but I will get to them. You know, your girl is just doing her very best. But or you can send me an email on at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, CONNECT, at browngirlselfcare.com. But again, just a reminder, all that to say, you know, in certain seasons, when we think about seasons, and I don't think I said this, but when we're thinking about seasons, you know, we sometimes necessarily only think about like the bloom, because the bloom is beautiful. Things are shooting up, things are green and grassy and lush, like if you planted good seeds, and you know, the sky is sparkling and crystal clear, and the sun is up and it's bright, and you know, all that, the flowers are multicolored, and you got sunflowers and begonias and, you know, willow trees and oak trees, like the animals are just nibbling at the ground. Like I see deers and frolicking and all that stuff, right? All that stuff. You think about blooming and harvesting and all that, but you know, the truth of it is, there's going to be seasons where, you know, that result of the harvest, you have to get to the point of the harvest and the bloom, you know, and I'm not sure if that's something that we talk about enough of, but sometimes you have to, or not sometimes, all the time, like reality check, all the time you have to, there are things that must happen to get to that bloom. And there are going to be some seasons that you enter in life where you are required to surrender. You're required to pull back. You are required to not go out there and do all the things and plant all the seeds and labor and toil and till and hoe and water and rake and clean and, you know, do all these other things that are required for the bloom. I'm thinking of a supernatural bloom instead, where it the requirements are faith, the requirements are surrender, the requirements are pulling back, the requirements are unlaboring, the requirements are being still for a moment or slowing down, you know, slowing down a bit and pivoting and just having faith that even though you aren't physically able to go hard in the paint all the time, which I don't want to do that anyway. It just sounds exhausting. It sounds exhausting. I don't want to wear my body down. But where you're not going hard in the paint all the time. You're not, you know, in this building stage all the time. It requires like this supernatural, like, or this energetic shift, I guess is the easiest way to say it. It requires this shift in your beliefs or shift in your energy where you are intentional about slowing down and saying, you know, I believe that there will be a bloom, but it's going to be a supernatural bloom because I need to pull back. I'm going to pull back a bit and I'm going to allow God to step in. I'm going to allow my, you know, faith in what I believe in to step in and do this heavy lifting. I feel like in those seasons, we really are saying, hey, I'm making room for like some supernatural blooms to happen in my life. I'm surrendering to what I'm able to do now. What I can't, I have to leave the rest, you know, up to God. That's where I feel like I am right now. So I'm not making this for this episode to be 20 minutes. I should have, I might as well just plugged in my microphone. But yeah, that's literally all I have to say right now. You know, just thinking about what it means to labor in this country and unlabor in this country and what that looks like, what that means, this pulling back, this reevaluating of, you know, the bloom and harvesting and all that. I feel like that's definitely something that I want to talk more about as I continue navigating this season. So thank you for listening. If you made it this far, I definitely appreciate you. Again, you can reach me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com if you want to suggest more topics kind of like along the lines of this, or if you have any listener questions. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Have a blessed week, and I will definitely see you soon. In the meantime, continue thinking through some of these things that we talked about today, especially unlaboring and what that might mean or look like for you in this season, especially as it relates to not only the pulling back, but the idea of allowing faith to supernaturally help you to bloom and grow and harvest as you pull back, you know, making space for that, making space for God to step in as you pull back, right? All right. I will see you very soon. Take care.